Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Two. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I'm going to tell you a story about a young man named Milan Loncar. 25. He died suddenly Wednesday evening, January 13, in Philadelphia's Brewery Town section. This area I'm talking, unless you're from the immediate Philadelphia area, you don't know what I'm talking about. But if you live anywhere where there's a town, a city, or something like that, you see a resurgence in an older area where they take the mills and turn them into lofts and, you know, turn them into condos or apartments. And all of the cool businesses open up. The beer joints where they brew their own beer, the coffee shops where they do the pour over, that kind of stuff. I'm telling you this because there's a town like that in just about, there's multiples of towns like that, cities like that, where they have sections like this where, it's up and coming. And in a lot of these places where people don't carry guns or can't carry guns, this kind of thing happens all the time where somebody dies suddenly. But it just becomes a number. You know, there's no humanity in the reporting of some of this stuff. Brewery Town in Philadelphia is named after the many mostly German-American-owned breweries operating in the neighborhood in the 19th and 20th centuries. The area is booming because there's an influx of young singles and couples and first-time home buyers and investors attracted by the affordability, the cool vibe, and Philadelphia's cultural attractions. The downside is that because of easy access by the criminally minded from surrounding high crime areas, Brewery Town's crime rates are markedly higher than the Philadelphia average. Milan Loncar encountered two criminally minded young men that fateful evening on a desolate Philadelphia street corner. He was out walking his dog, Rue, a Dachshund Chihuahua mixed dog, and around 7 o'clock that evening, 7 o'clock is not the witching hour, right? And surveillance video shows two males approaching him. It was a crime of opportunity robbery attempt. He was there walking his dog. These two guys were looking for a mark. They met in the middle. One male pointed a handgun at the slightly built Loncar, and then both started reaching towards his pant pockets. They found nothing because he left his wallet at home, and because they found nothing, they shot him. He was pronounced dead minutes later at Temple University Hospital. What makes that murder most terrible is that the Milan Loncar, his friends and family knew, he was an engineering major, graduated from Temple in 2019. He was employed for about a year by a construction management company. Jelena Loncar, 27, his sister, who lived very close by, described Milan as a very selfless, constantly smiling individual. She said, I don't know if he was targeted. I don't know if they were going to rob anyone. If he's walking his dog, why would he have a ton of cash on him? I don't get it. And I don't get it either. And you probably don't get it. I doubt anybody gets it except maybe his killers. Their mother, Amy Lounsbery, described him as a beloved sweet boy just starting his life. His girlfriend was planning to move in with him soon, and everything was coming together for him. On Facebook, Nicola Loncar, 66 years old, was Milan's uncle. And on Facebook he wrote, Milan, was an extremely good and responsible child. Any conflict is unthinkable in his life. Their uncle once told Milan and Jelena that if they ever had a problem, they should contact him immediately. And Milan replied, Uncle, we don't cause problems. Don't worry. His post continues, all five of our children grew up outside of Philadelphia on the main line, a place with excellent schools and extremely low crime rates. That is why those who grow up in safe environments cannot even imagine the dangers of big cities. His sister now plans to move out of the city. As of this moment, the police have the alleged shooter, 20 years old, in custody. And infuriatingly, the suspect with two previous robbery convictions was released December 29th on dramatically lowered bail in an armed kidnapping and an assault case. As of midnight January 18th in Philadelphia, they had reported 27 homicides in 2021. The point of this is that your life matters to someone. You have people around you whose lives matter to you. Now, I don't know what this young man's predisposition was to carrying a gun. I don't know if he ever had wanted to carry a gun. Quite obviously, he was not a street person. He was not streetwise. But why should he have to be streetwise? Why do you have to be streetwise to walk your dog at 7 p.m. anywhere? The problem here is that these lives, right, that we lose, your life, my life, your loved ones' lives, they all matter to somebody. But, like Milan Loncar and anybody else this happens to, their lives never mean anything to the people that kill them. They don't mean anything to them. And this is why I carry a gun. This is why I want everybody that I care about to carry a gun. This is why, when I'm around family, I'm definitely carrying a gun. Because all these lives mean something to me. And I can't, I can't imagine his sister. I can't imagine his, even if they get these guys and put them to death, if they get the death penalty, there is no closure for anybody that knew Milan Loncar. His girlfriend, no closure. His sister, no closure. There's no moment where they say, oh, good. Now we're at this point and everything's going to be okay. Because Milan Loncar is still dead. So if you're carrying a gun, train with the gun. If you can't train with the gun because of lack of ammo, find a way to train with the gun without ammo. Practice the draw. Practice the trigger reset. Practice the reholster. Do everything you can to train with the gun and be prepared for these moments, because this moment happened, in an instant. I bet you 5 minutes didn't elapse between when they walked up on him and when they killed him and walked away from him. Bear that in mind. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Now, leftists are constantly concerned about the fact that laws have different effects on different groups of people, which is not actually the way that's supposed to work. And there's a startling omission coming up here, but anyway. But the problem here is it doesn't seem to have occurred to them how bad the logical alternative would be to laws. So recently there's a headline on the New York Times op-ed titled, "We Don't Need Another War on Terror," subtitled, "Prosecute the Capitol Rioters." But new anti-terrorism laws could end up targeting people of color. Now, that interested me simply because laws should not target people. Okay? Laws should target unlawful behavior. Not legal behavior, by the way, because gun control targets legal behavior. But modern laws apply to, or if you want to use the word target, all people. So how can there be any laws at all if laws must avoid targeting people of color? Because whether they like it or not, I know that Biden is out there talking about, well, we're going to get rid of systemic racism now. America is a multiracial nation. And the laws that apply to me apply to black Americans. They apply to Asian Americans. They apply to Hispanic Americans. They apply to everybody here that is a citizen of the United States. And they apply to everybody here who's here illegally as well. So, because all of these laws target or apply to people of color, the only way to avoid targeting people of color is to not have any laws at all. Now, stay with me on this one. Doesn't that make sense? There is another solution. America could make laws that applies to white people only, or have separate legal systems, one for the whites and another for the people of color. And that's been tried before in South Africa. But the experiment called apartheid was abandoned, as was a similar arrangement in the nation's south. Nazi Germany, with its genocidal race laws, is another example we would rather not think of. So again, given that laws are apparently inherently discriminatory, and that race laws haven't worked out well when tried, the only way not to target people of color with laws is to not have laws. This is me playing their stupid game, by the way. And indeed, that seems to be the direction in which the Democrats want to head. We've already heard calls to stop law enforcement, you know, defund the police. Not having laws to enforce will greatly facilitate that goal. If the law cannot help targeting people of color, let's have lawlessness. Though to think of it, this system, also known as anarchy, has been practiced before too, and indeed is still practiced in some of the most violent corners of the world today. When anarchy ends, as it inevitably does, because everything ends, it does so because a strong man emerges to take control of the endless violence. This natural state, which is the law of the strong, is truly colorblind, and yet peculiarly enough, people of color who live in nations under the law of the strong, for example, in South America, Africa, and Asia, where in many countries natural law or the gang rule prevails, are not necessarily happy with it. Do you want to know how we know that? Well, we have millions of asylum seekers who flock to our borders and swarm American consulates trying to get in, to rephrase Mark Twain, legally when they must, illegally when they can. Maybe the New York Times should put on its thinking cap. I don't know. Laws are made to be restrictive. We have to have barriers. We have to have lines of demarcation where we won't go, where we won't allow things to happen. This is why we don't have a purge, for anybody that's seen that film. And they do indeed target all people, people of color included. And they should. They should. This is true equality. Here we are, America. Feel free to do everything you want to do, to explore every dream you want to explore. You do have to follow the law, which is what keeps society civil. And as long as you simply do that one thing, please have at it, human beings. And this is how you view everybody as human beings. This is how you get out. And if you get out there and you say, well, this law is going to target, it's going to target people of color. I don't think that, a lot of the things that happen now, like, were they to, if they were to say, we require everybody to drive an electric car, this is going to impact people that are on the poverty level. And who, there's lots of black America in the inner cities that are in the poverty level. They don't have cars now. They don't have cars now. Obamacare was racist because it required you to have insurance. And that was then targeting poor people. Gun control is racist. Background checks are racist. Anything where they get out there and they do something that is based upon, that's going to impact somebody economically, all they need to do is look at the programs they've got in place and they'll see who's in the poverty areas. And it's racist the way it works out. This arrangement is infinitely better than having no laws or laws that treat different groups differently. But these systems have been tried, just like mail-in voting, and just like mail-in voting, which has failed everywhere on the planet and didn't succeed here, those systems also failed. So why would you champion what has spectacularly failed before? Well, because it's ID politics and everybody's a victim. Got to have both of those, or you're not a leftist. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate sent a strong signal Tuesday that there are not nearly enough votes to convict President Trump of an impeachment trial when only five GOP senators rejected an effort by Senator Rand Paul to declare the looming trial unconstitutional. The Senate voting 55-45 to set aside Paul's motion, with all but five Republicans siding with Paul. Senators Romney, Sass, Collins, Murkowski, and Toomey all voted with Democrats to table Paul's point of order. The White House confirms President Biden had his first phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
He called him, President Putin this afternoon with the intention of discussing our willingness to extend New START for 5 years.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. This is USA Radio News. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported that wearing multiple masks have been shown to block exhaled particles and cutting the chances that someone who is infected with coronavirus won't pass it along to someone else. As far as if wearing two masks makes a difference, Dr. Anthony Fauci tells NBC's Today Show,
you know, it likely does because, I mean, this is a physical covering to prevent droplets and virus to get in. So if you have a physical covering with one layer, you put another layer on, it just makes common sense that it likely would be more effective. And that's the reason why you see people either double masking or doing a version of an N95.
A California man is facing federal charges in connection with the January 6th Capitol riot, including for allegedly stealing documents from then-Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's desk. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joe Biden, you know, he's unveiled his little agenda for the first 100 days in the White House. His list includes an initiative aimed at nothing less than the destruction of the U.S. firearms industry. Now, let me explain one thing to you as we go forward. This is what he wants to do. Although, I don't think he's going to be able to do it, and let me explain why. Some of you may have seen that Mitch McConnell, Cocaine Mitch, the guy that, I'm so bitterly disappointed in, he's out there playing a little... He did learn something from Trump, in that he's playing a little game. He's gotten out there, and he realizes they don't have the votes in the Senate to do away with the filibuster. So, without the filibuster, or with the filibuster, anything that they were to try to pass in the Senate means that Mitch McConnell has the upper hand on it. Because it would take 67 votes in the Senate to do away with the filibuster. And there just isn't, 60 votes in the Senate. And there's just not going to be that much of a peel-off for Schumer. And he knows that. So now he's out there saying, well, I'm not against doing away with a filibuster. So he wants them to actually try to do that so that you can see. But that's all the little gamesmanship going on. Now, what Biden wants to do is he wants to repeal something called the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act, which what this does is if say, Acme Incorporated builds a handgun, and 1.6 million of us own the Acme Incorporated handgun, but one guy takes the Acme Incorporated handgun and goes out and kills a bunch of people, they can't be sued because the gun, it wasn't, you know, they're not responsible for the behavior of someone who gets their product, much like cars or knives or name anything out there that can be repurposed into a weapon, which is literally just about anything you can imagine. And imagine somebody coming, going after the maker of a extension cord if somebody used one to strangle somebody. That's what it would open up. So this is all about potential civil liability. The effect would be similar to holding automobile makers or the, you know, responsible for drunk drivers. No business, no matter how conscientious and law-abiding, could ever survive being liable for the acts of millions of random people over whom it has no control. And that's exactly why the law generally imposes no duty on a person or an entity to control the acts of third persons to prevent them from causing harm, unless the person or entity has certain types of relationships with those causing the harm or being harmed. Yet, the gun control activists in and outside of government hope to rewrite that principle when it came to the makers and sellers of guns. So during the 80s and the 90s, a coordinated series of lawsuits against the gun industry sought to hold these businesses responsible for the criminal acts third parties committed with firearms. The plaintiffs knew that they faced an uphill climb legally, but winning cases was never the point. It was never the point to win. They could also prevail by bankrupting the targets of their predatory litigation by forcing them to defend multiple suits simultaneously in court throughout the nation, or by extorting industry members to adopt best practices that require them to follow the terms of unsuccessful gun control legislation. That in and of itself is an egregious abuse of the legal system. And they were going to, you know, this would be lawfare, if you want to call it that. This would be used to destroy an industry providing constitutionally protected goods and services. And this created a bipartisan response from coast to coast when it came out. So 34 states passed laws to block these suits in their own courts. And finally, in 2005, Congress followed these examples by enacting the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act, PLCAA, to provide a floor of protection nationwide. Now, this is portrayed by people like Hillary Clinton by saying, well, you know, you can't sue a gun company. Well, that is entirely incorrect. If you go out and you buy a gun and you pull the trigger on said gun and it explodes in your hand and you are, you're maimed, right? You're maimed for life. You can then absolutely sue that gun company because they obviously made a defective product. Or maybe it's going to be the ammo company that overcharged the round. Whatever it is, it's going to be something, and you can go after that. You cannot go after a company for a item working the way it's supposed to work, whether it's being used for a legal or illegal means. So the PLCAA prohibits in state and federal court a civil action or administrative proceeding by any person against a manufacturer or seller of firearm, ammunition, or component part thereof, or a trade association for harms resulting from the criminal slash unlawful misuse of the product by the person or a third party. By the way, that's not absolute immunity. Any common and legitimate form of recovery still available to plaintiffs under the PLCAA, and, you know, if the manufacturer violates the law, if the seller violates the law, or laws governing the sale or marketing of products, negligent entrustment by sellers, breach of contract or warranty, design or manufacturing defects, and enforcement of federal gun laws. So, while the PLCAA has been successfully used to block litigation arising from the behavior of third parties. It allows various sorts of suits alleging harm from the manufacturer's and seller's own bad actions. Yet, that's just, all that does is it just provides parity, relative parity under the law. And that's too much for Joe Biden and his gun control collaborators. And this is why he's pledged during his campaign to repeal the PLCAA, and why his agenda for his first 100 days in office includes introducing legislation to accomplish this goal. Now, in a lot of places where a lot of these Democrats are from, they're going to, you know, with 8 million new gun owners in the United States, were they to take this up in the House, there's going to be a lot of phone calls made. And in the Senate, they will, you know, there'll be a lot of phone calls made. When Barack Obama had the Senate, it wasn't split. When Barack Obama had the Senate in April of 2013, he could not get anything on his wish list because they just didn't have the votes. You got to have 60. Got to have 60. So they're not going to have the votes to repeal the filibuster, and they're not going to have the votes to go after gun control. And but the frightening part is that Joe Biden is out there. He's wanting to solve a problem that doesn't exist and decimate an entire industry. He's doing that with energy already. He wants to do it with the gun industry. This is not good for jobs. This is not good for freedom. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. You know, one of the things about Hollywood is this bipolar fascination they have with firearms. They will put a gun in a movie and show you all the gratuitous violence you could possibly want or take. And at the same time, they don't think you should have them. But in a lot of ways, of course, Hollywood has become leftist. It's been leftist for quite some time, even though we now have Run, Hide, Fight that's out, which shows a different pattern. But right now, gun control advocates are pushing the entertainment industry for a little more anti-gun propaganda. And their explicit goal is to... They want to treat gun ownership like they did cigarette smoking. Now, I smoked cigarettes. I thoroughly enjoyed smoking cigarettes. Cigarettes are bad for you, though. And I found out just exactly how bad they could be. And even though I painfully miss smoking, I have not smoked a cigarette since 7 p.m. on January 12th, 2015. And then right after that, I had the heart attack that kills you. And luckily, I dodged the kill part. So they're trying to condition you to think that this way. Now, I don't know if you've noticed, when I'm talking about cigarettes, for example, nowadays, if you go and I watch The Great Mouse Detective, a Disney cartoon, which is a caricature of a mouse acting like Sherlock Holmes. And at the beginning of the film, as it opens up, it says, tobacco use is depicted in this motion picture. Like it is taboo to use tobacco, which it is not illegal. It's not very smart, but it is not illegal. So, I'm sure that they're very shortly going to push for these kind of things. And so they would want you to get conditioned to the idea that guns are bad and they should be done away with, and we need to advance some more failed firearm legislation. Now, to me, this is somewhat superfluous, because Hollywood has a very lengthy track record of anti-gun, you know, agitprop, as they call it, and left-wing political monoculture. And in early January, entertainment industry magazine Variety published a lengthy interview with former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords of the Epiphanous Gun Control Organization, Giffords. And they outlined the group's plans to influence Hollywood. And we get from the interview, one of Gabby Giffords' priorities for 2021 is to forge relationships with writers, producers, celebrities, and decision makers in Hollywood who can leverage their powerful platforms to speak out against gun violence, call for common sense laws, and support local community efforts to raise awareness against gun safety. Now, here's the problem with this, logistically speaking, from my viewpoint. Item number one. Nobody's going to the motion pictures right now. All the motion pictures show up on Netflix. Everybody's got streaming deals now. There's a handful out right now. Top Gun Part 2, the latest James Bond flick where James Bond is replaced, that are being held for a big movie house release. But most everything else is going to Netflix or Apple TV or various streaming services out there, Hulu, name it. And unfortunately, in the entertainment business right now, like, for example, with Netflix, if you have a camera that has a native 4K sensor that is developed for video, right, which is the whole 4K part, you now have, they have a list of approved cameras out there that you can use, and you can produce and put out a film. And there are a host of things. There's one series that came out called Altered Carbon. Futuristic stuff, very explicit stuff, including violence, including firearms depicted. The Punisher, they put The Punisher on there for 2 seasons. A lot of firearm stuff going on. One of my favorites is a movie called Polar, which stars a guy named Mads Mikkelsen, who was the villain in Casino Royale. That one almost uses violence like a cartoon. But the part I'm trying to make here is that Hollywood no longer has the cachet of reaching out. As a matter of fact, right now, Hollywood is crippled. They're crippled because the job that the left did on trying to scare everybody with COVID-19 worked. I mean, you might have just heard this part in the news where now masking is not going to work anymore. Now we got a double mask, and before long we'll have to triple mask, and before long we'll be putting an aquarium on our head. Before long we'll be buying surplus astronaut helmets. Complete with seals and oxygen supplies. We'll all be walking around with these things on because the fear has worked so well. Right now they tell you, well, if you had it or if you got the vaccine, well, if you had it, you probably have 30 days immunity. But they forget the last part of the sentence, which is, but we don't really know. But they're only going to tell you the first part of the sentence. So they've done a really good job. In the interview, the interviewer said, do you believe that the entertainment industry can play an important role in helping address the nation's cultural and political divide? Giffords said, stories are important. Elected officials use them to help get their points across. And for centuries, artists have used them to inspire, make us understand points of view different from our own, and bring people together. Hollywood and the arts are vitally important to helping us through a period of isolation, bitterness, and divisiveness. I don't understand how Hollywood, how the elites there, belittling the lifestyle choices and attacking the fundamental rights of upwards of 150 million American gun owners, is going to help resolve the nation's bitterness and divisiveness. But, I mean, they've been doing this since 2000. This is not really a big, you know, hey, well, this is new. No, this is not new. This has been going on. Since 2000, the Entertainment Industries Council has a goal of encouraging the entertainment industry to more effectively address and accurately depict major health and social issues. And they've urged content producers to explore anti-gun scenarios and talking points in their television programs and films. They actually put a film out. I believe the actress's name is Chastain. She was the lead, and she was supposed to be like a going up against the NRA. Now, I don't remember the title of it because, like all of these social justice plane wrecks, you know, nobody watched it. Nobody saw it. So, while all the creatives are out there talking to a 70-year-old guy like Bloomberg or Gabrielle Giffords, who should really, I consider her to be an abused individual. But while they're all out there trying to conscript the entertainment industry, just remember this. The entertainment industry is like the media. Yes, the legacy entertainment industry still exists today, like the legacy media. Except nobody now is going to the legacy entertainment industry. Now there's options out there. And much like people that listen to me, the only people that would go to see this nonsense would be the echo chamber that believes everything they're preaching. But the problem is, nobody's really preaching that. Not anymore. Coming up next, from GunSaveLife.com and The Truth About Guns, we're going to be joined by John Bach. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.